Hello and welcome to the Ukulele Go podcast. Featuring articles from the ukulelego.com website. How to speed up your ukulele playing. If you're looking to get a little bit faster with your ukulele skills, then there are few better ways than to use a metronome. It may seem counterintuitive, but actually slowing down is one of the best ways to speed up. Increasing speed on the ukulele can cover a number of areas. That could be changing chords faster, it could be improving your finger picking fluidity, it could be strumming, it could be anything. The good news is that the metronome method works equally well for all of those areas. So the first thing you're going to need is a metronome. Where do I get a metronome from? You've got a few options. You could buy a physical metronome from a music store. So typically they will cost you around $10 to $15 for a starter metronome. That's around £10 if you're in the UK like I am. There is one problem with the physical metronome though, and I've got this problem right now. They're very easy to lose. I could not tell you where my metronome is. I haven't seen it in months. So there are a few more options. Google has got its own built-in metronome, which is really quite good. If you just search for metronome, it will return it as the number one result, and you can play with that, adjust the beats per minute, and away you go. Alternatively, and for me probably the best way to have a metronome with you and make sure that you've got one with you all the time, is to grab an app for your smartphone, assuming that you've got a smartphone, of course. They tend to be cheap, usually free, and you'll have it with you all the time. Most people get their smartphone in their pocket with them. I'm an Android user, so I use an app called Simple Metronome, which works really well. It does everything I want it to do. And there's one called Pro Metronome if you're an iPhone user. But there are loads. You won't struggle to find a metronome app. Now you've got a metronome, you need to know what to do with it. Start slowly. The way I like to work with a metronome is to set it at a much slower pace than I'm comfortable playing whatever I'm trying to play as at. So for the purpose of this, let's say I'm struggling to get a particular strumming pattern up to speed. I'll slow the metronome down to a speed that is slower than I can already play that pattern. In some cases, this will be really slow. Potentially 50 beats per minute or even slower than that. That's fine though, it's exactly where you need to be. So let's give it a try. I'm going to set a metronome playing at 50 beats per minute and I'm going to try and play in time. So what I try and do there and what I was trying to do then is play in perfect time with the metronome, concentrating on fluidity. If you can't manage to play at the speed that you've set, slow it down a little bit more. I like to work in chunks of 5 beats per minute rather than change by a single beat per minute. You probably won't notice in most instances a single beat per minute unless you're at very, very rapid speeds. Once you're comfortable playing over the metronome consistently, you can speed it up. It actually can be quite difficult playing a song at a very, very slow speed. I struggle with this sometimes. I may be able to play a song at 80 beats per minute, or I feel like I can play it quite well at 80 beats per minute, but it's not quite right. If I slow that down to 60, I'll struggle with it a little bit. But it's all good practice anyway. So I like to work, again, going forward and backwards in chunks of 5 beats per minute. So each practice session, what I aim to do is I aim to advance by 5 beats per minute. You should find that if you're dedicating at least 10 minutes to this method, you will advance by 5 beats per minute per session. It may take a little bit of practice to get there, but you will get there or thereabouts. Sometimes you will have to go backwards to go forwards. I was recently working on a song called the Kesh Jig, which is from the rather brilliant ebook Celtic Tunes for Campanella Ukulele. My target on the piece of music was to play it fluidly at 100 beats per minute. When I started playing it initially, I couldn't play this faster than 60 beats per minute. So initially I was advancing at around 5 to 10 beats per minute per day. Every day I was progressing and I got right up to 95 beats per minute and I just could not get to 100. And what I did was I dropped back down to 95 beats per minute and I struggled again. I ended up going all the way back down to 85 beats per minute and then I progressed forwards again. In total, it took me about a week to get the song up to the speed that I wanted to do it. And I probably practiced 4 to 5 times that week. And I advanced my playing by 40 beats per minute in a week. Sometimes playing with a metronome can feel a little rigid, so I would make sure that you do include some practice sessions where you're not always playing with a metronome. Sometimes you just want to be a little bit free and a little bit loose, and that's absolutely fine. So here's to slowing down, to speed up. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.